It's 7:34. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. A North Bennington entrepreneur has won state and federal permits to generate electricity at a 200-year-old dam site on the Willimsik River. The developer says it took 4 years and a lot of dialogue and collaboration to design the project. VPR's Susan Keese has more.
Bill Scully and his company Carbon Zero purchased the Old Vermont Tissue Mill in North Bennington in 2008. Almost immediately, Scully began his quest to revive the dam that once powered the mill. He hopes to produce electricity for about 220 homes and for his own businesses, which include a couple of restaurants and a store. Before he filed an application, Scully spent more than a year working with the many agencies involved in permitting hydro projects. He says he wanted his plans to anticipate their concerns.
I think the thing I learned is that getting people to the table early on to talk about what their needs are going to be, really incorporating multiple views from the outset is really helpful.
Brian Fitzgerald is the Streamflow Coordinator for the Vermont Department of Environmental Conservation.
I think Bill recognized that there's a process to go through to develop a project like this, and he worked very well with us to figure out those details.
The state must approve any new hydro proposal before it can begin to be considered for licensing by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Prospective hydro developers have complained that the process is difficult and unwieldy. Fitzgerald says it can be daunting.
There's a lot of engineering that goes into developing one of these things. It takes time and it costs money, but there's a reason for that. These are public waters and resource protection is very important.
Scully says his project will improve water quality by increasing the flow of water in a channel that's now dry for part of the year. He says the plan will create new year-round habitat for migrating fish and other aquatic life.
To actually go in and make water quality better was a real opportunity that I think that the people in natural resources really liked, that we were actually willing to and excited about doing that.
Fitzgerald says it also helped that much of the old mill's infrastructure was still in place. The state isn't approving any new dam construction. In fact, Vermont hadn't permitted any new small hydro projects for many years, until 5 or 6 years ago, when new incentives for green energy projects entered the picture. Fitzgerald says that most of the state's economically viable hydro sites were developed in the 1980s, before the last round of incentives ended. After that, he says, proposals all but disappeared. Fitzgerald says 5 projects, including Scully's, have been licensed in the past few years.
These are very site-specific projects. Every one is very different. But every one we do, we learn some new things and ways that we can help people get through the process a little more smoothly.
Scully hopes his experience will serve as a model for projects yet to come. He plans to start construction this summer. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.
Vermont is getting $6 million in federal homeland security grants to help develop prevention and preparedness programs in response to acts of terrorism and other catastrophic events. Senator Patrick Leahy says the grants will come from 2 homeland security programs. A $3 million homeland security grant will help support the implementation of strategies to plan, organize, train, and equip first responder agencies who would be called upon in the event of an act of terrorism or other disasters. A second grant of just under $3 million will help Vermont and local governments prepare for disasters and hazards. Invasive plant specialists say time is running out to easily remove Japanese knotweed spread by Tropical Storm Irene. Knotweed is an invasive plant that grows in thick patches along Vermont roadsides and waterways and in backyards. The plants develop huge root systems that take years of repeated removal and often pesticides to destroy. Pieces break off easily, and every fragment can develop into a new knotweed plant. Botanist Brian Collarin says Tropical Storm Irene spread many new knotweed plants throughout the state, but he says new plants are much easier to remove than established colonies.
If you don't take advantage of this early season window before the root systems have grown too large to effectively remove in the whole piece, then you've got a problem, later on down the line.
Last summer, Collarin traveled the state working with local groups and the Vermont Youth Conservation Corps to remove thousands of new knotweed plants. He says this year the plants he's finding near storm debris are much bigger. And he says that means the roots are spreading and may soon be impossible to remove by hand, so he's calling for fast action. He says new plants are usually isolated and no bigger than waist high. The root systems are only about 4 inches deep.
The simplest way to get into it is to dig carefully and slowly with a very small spade and try to find the whole plant. Many of these plants, you can still see the fragment that the flood's left behind. They're darker, they're kind of rotted looking. And if you can find that and recognize it and trace out all of the rhizomes and the runners coming off of that, you can pull out the whole plant.
Collarin says knotweed emits a chemical that prevents trees and other vegetation from growing, and the plants are strong enough to crack concrete and push through roads and foundations. He says plants should be burned after they're removed, never left on the ground or in trash bags. High in the sky for today, any early showers north and scattered showers and thunderstorms south. Ending clouds breaking for some sunshine and scattered showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Highs in the 70s and a few low 80s south.